This is Lionheart Radio, and I am here with Trish. And you've informed me that you are not a Macmillan nurse, you're a Macmillan volunteer speaker. So yes, I have to get that right. Okay, so you told me that there's a coffee morning on the 30th of September.
That's right.
So we'll talk about that towards the end. But I think listeners want to know, how did you become a volunteer speaker, and how do nurses become nurses?
Okay. Well, personally, I became a Macmillan volunteer speaker about a year ago now. Mm-hmm. And what motivated me was, like most people, I knew quite a few people who had been diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah.
And kind of felt helpless, you know, did the usual things, helping to take them to appointments and helping with their housework. But I wanted to do something a little bit more than that. Mm-hmm. And it was an aunt of my husband's who had been recently diagnosed with cancer. And I wanted to find out a little bit more about the treatment that she was undergoing. Mm-hmm. So I'd gone onto Macmillan's website to do a little bit of research. And while I was on there, I saw that they wanted volunteers for lots of different things.
Yeah.
And I thought, what was something that I could do that utilised my skills? Because in my previous jobs, I'd always done a lot of public speaking. And I saw that they needed volunteer speakers. So I thought, right, I might as well apply for that. So I downloaded the application, put it in, had a little bit of an interview with the local representative, and then was accepted a little while after that. And my role is I go around community groups, schools, WI, slimming groups, that kind of thing, and talk a little bit about Macmillan, about what the role that they have in the community. Because a lot of people think Macmillan is just the Macmillan nurses.
Yeah.
That, you know, nurse people who are diagnosed with cancer. But it's so much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
We offer grants to people to help with heating bills, or if they're having difficulty paying their mortgage. Because often, if you're undergoing treatment for cancer, you know, you can't work. So there's a lot of financial worries that they have, when really they should be concentrating on getting themselves better.
Mm-hmm.
We also lobby government to try and do away with parking charges for people attending hospitals that undergo chemotherapy treatment.
Okay.
And also to do away with fuel poverty. Because quite often, if people are having treatment, because of the money's tight, they'll turn the heating down.
Yeah.
And that's not a good thing to do. You know, mm-hmm. they need to keep healthy and stay warm. So Macmillan lobby government to do away with that. We also provide, there's internet, you can go on the internet and research things. There's telephone helpline that you can ring and get advice and information. And it's not just for people who are diagnosed with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It's also if you have a friend or a colleague and you want to know a little bit more, you can ring that helpline, or you can go online and do some research, and there's a wealth of information there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of roles for volunteers. It doesn't have to be a speaker like myself.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got a skill, like if you want to help in the office, you can go and help in the office, or you can do the bag packing. You know, there's always lots of fundraising activities,
mm-hmm.
Such as not just the coffee morning, but we do walks and bag packing, sponsored runs and things like that.
Yeah.
And we encourage people within their local community, if there's something that they particularly want to do, they can do that while raising money for Macmillan at the same
yeah.
time. So, you know, you don't have to give a set amount of time. You don't have to say, well, I can give every Tuesday
mm-hmm.
to be a volunteer. It's as and when it suits you. Because my role as a speaker, I can be called on, you know, once a week for several weeks, and then maybe not hear anything for a couple of months. You know, that's just...
But you're still doing your bit, which is really important.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And I mean, it's good for... I feel that, you know, what I get back from being volunteer is way more than what I put into it.
Yeah.
You know, I get to go and I meet lots of lovely people at different groups. I've spoken to people ranging from 3 years old in a primary school up to 93,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I get to meet a wide variety of people and spread the word about Macmillan and, you know, just exactly what it is that we can offer.
So on average, how many events a year, like fundraising events, the big ones? I mean, I know that the people, like individuals, could, you know, have their own coffee morning or something, because mm-hmm. you told me that
yes.
earlier before you came in, but how many actual events that Macmillan organise?
Well, we range lots of different events. I mean, there's always lots of walks going on,
yeah.
and there'll be fairs, as well as the coffee morning. And this year's our centenary year as well. It's 100 years since
wow.
Macmillan started. So there's a lot of activities going on this year. And, you know, that ranges from anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's what people put forward to us and say, I would really like to do something for Macmillan. Mm-hmm. And it might just be, you know, you want to have a karaoke night with your friends. You can do that and raise money by either charging them an entry fee or, mm-hmm. you know, having a raffle, that having the best singer or what have you. So there's lots and lots of
that's a really good things. Idea actually. So listeners, do that. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Because I know that at the Great North Run, I've been down the last couple of years. I haven't ran it myself, mm-hmm. but I know that there's lots of people running and, uh-huh. and it's a really good organisation.
Yeah.
So about the coffee morning,
yeah.
the official coffee morning.
The official coffee morning's on the 30th of September this year.
Mm-hmm.
But what people need to know is that they can have a coffee morning at any time that suits them. It doesn't have to be on the 30th of September,
yeah.
which is what a lot of people think. They think, oh, well, I'm busy that day or I'm on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a date this month or next month is best for you, you can have a coffee morning then. It's just that that is kind of the official launch date, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important that people register so that we know who's having a coffee morning and how many people we can expect and how much money they're expecting to raise. And then it just makes it easier for them to pay in their the money that they've raised as well.
Right. So if they choose to have their own coffee morning, do they go about it and promote it themselves or do you hand...
If once they've registered, they get like a lot of publicity information. So they'll get like little posters and invitations that they can give out to their friends mm-hmm. and show them how to publicise it. So they're not just left on their own.
Yeah.
You know, and they get like a little booklet on how they can... Lots of things that they could do to kind of raise money. So it's not just about the coffee morning, you know, so they could have a raffle or they could have a handbag sale or a clothes swap or something and make mm-hmm. it a little bit more than a coffee morning. But if you just want to have your friends around for a coffee and charge them 50p per cup, you know, that's great too. We appreciate any donations at all.
I suppose every little helps, you
yeah.
know, because it's all for...
Definitely. And I mean, last year, the world's biggest coffee morning raised over £8 million for Macmillan.
Wow.
You know, so it's not a little amount we're talking about. It's a huge amount. People have coffee mornings all over the UK.
Oh, that's brilliant, that. When you became a volunteer speaker, how, like, what sort of training did you go into to do that, or were you...
Well, because I'd come from a background where I'd already had a lot of press and public relations training anyway, obviously mm-hmm. that stood me in good stead. But Macmillan did give me training, you know, definitely not left on your own, no matter what kind of volunteer role that you take on. I have a contact at the head office who I can call on anytime, you know, that I need some help and advice. Mm-hmm. If I need any literature, she'll make sure that that gets to me. There's quite often sessions where I can go along and meet other volunteers. So you're not left on your own, you know, because
yeah.
I think a lot of people think, oh, well, I'd like to be a volunteer, but I'm kind of, I think I might be able to do it, but
you don't
I'm not really
thrown
sure.
in at the deep end. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're not thrown in at the deep end. You know, there's a lot of induction training beforehand, giving you information about what Macmillan does, how it started, where you fit in, you know, exactly where you fit mm-hmm. into the organisation, and just making you feel confident that you can actually go out and you can do this in the community.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds really good. So do you feel it's very rewarding?
Oh, definitely very rewarding. I mean, like I say, I've met lots and lots of people
mm-hmm.
Through this role, and it's been quite enlightening because you meet people who... maybe have been diagnosed with cancer themselves. They might have a family member.
Yeah.
When I go out to schools, it's quite, you know, some people have said to me, oh, that could be a bit of a minefield going out and speaking to little children, because mm-hmm. I've spoken to children who were as young as three. You know, but we forget that children are affected by cancer
as
too.
Well.
You know, they might have a mum or a grandma or a grandpa who's been diagnosed and they're a little bit worried. They don't really understand what it means. And it's my job to go in and to make them understand that, yes, you know, there is this disease called cancer, but it isn't always a bad thing. It's not going to end in, you know, somebody dying.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of new treatments are being developed all the time, and there's lots of things that can be done, and lots of people get better from cancer.
Yeah.
You know, so it isn't kind of, it doesn't have that negativity that it maybe did have, you know, 10, 15 years ago. Lots of people do recover from cancer.
Because mm-hmm. I know someone in particular who recovered from cancer in her spine.
Right.
And, you know, she lives a very healthy, mm-hmm. active life now.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, my grandma, she had mm-hmm. melanoma on her face
yeah.
and, you know, she passed away. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, it is interesting to know, because I think when you hear the word cancer, you think, oh my goodness, you know, it's inevitable.
Yeah.
They're not going to be here. But,
yeah.
you know, people obviously get better.
Right.
And
yeah.
obviously with the help of Macmillan,
yep.
you know,
That's right. I mean, sometimes, you know, sometimes people's treatment for cancer, it can be pretty straightforward in the fact that, you know, they know exactly what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be, like I said before, that they're having a problem with it, but they're worried about paying their mortgage. They're worried about paying their heating bills.
Yeah.
They're worried about not being able to pick their children up from school or finishing the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all the kinds of things that Macmillan can help with. It's not just about providing those Macmillan nurses that will do the medical side of it.
Yeah.
It's all that kind of emotional or practical support that we can offer too.
So when you say parents needing to pick kids up from school, does Macmillan provide a service for things like that?
Well, it would be, it probably be along the lines of having a particular volunteer who, you know, who felt that they had that particular skill.
Yeah.
You know, same as like if people, you know, if they're a painter and decorator, mm-hmm. they might think, well, what can I do? You know, I'm a painter and decorator. How can I help? Well, you could help by volunteering your time and services to go and help decorate somebody's home. Or if you're a gardener, or, you know, like I say, if you're a childminder, you know, there's lots and lots of things. I often say, if you've got a pair of hands, eyes and ears, you can be a Macmillan volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've all got skills that we can offer someone else, even if it's just sitting holding someone's hand and listening to their worries.
Yeah,
you know, we can all do something,
because I think that's always important. You know, when things like this happen, it's such a shock to the system and stressful, and mm-hmm. you know, sometimes you just need to have a sort
need
of
to have someone there,
a release to.
And sometimes it's easier to talk to a complete stranger than it is to put those worries on mm-hmm. your family, because obviously they've got their own emotions.
Yeah.
They're going through a stressful period as well, although it's not them who have the diagnosis. You know, they're worried about their relative and, you know, how everything's going to pan out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes it's just easier for a stranger, a volunteer,
mm-hmm.
to listen to that, because they haven't got that emotional attachment.
Yeah.
You know, so they can offer that kind of objective, practical advice.
Yeah. So you can literally volunteer as much or as little.
Yeah, it's
as
whatever suits you. If you just want to do it once, and maybe you can help with a local race that they're having and be a steward mm-hmm. at the race, or you can help with bag packing one Saturday afternoon, you know, that's great. We're happy to have you if it's just a one-off.
Mm-hmm.
If you can offer more time, that's fantastic. But really, it's about what fits you. You don't have to fit it into your life, you know.
That's brilliant. Well, I think you've pretty much answered all my questions. So, yeah, look out for the coffee morning on the 30th of September, but also feel free to go ahead, support. How can people donate?
They can either donate by going online
mm-hmm.
To Macmillan's website, and they can donate there. They can get in touch with their local Macmillan office
right.
and donate that way. There's like a national telephone line too, but I think the best bet would be to get in touch with their local Macmillan office. They go online
and get all the details on there,
and they can download application forms and they can see the kind of thing. And mm-hmm. I mean, even if they want to come along to Macmillan and maybe speak to some volunteers who already do it, or shadow them,
yeah,
you know, just to see what it's like and see whether it fits them,
mm-hmm.
They could do that too.